David, your thoughts on today's dramatic last gasp, exciting victory here at Windsor Park?
Listen, a win's a win. You can play great football, slick, attacking chances. We weren't that today, but we were courageous. I said to the players in the dressing room, the team, when I first came on last year and probably going forward, we wouldn't have won that game. So they built up a wee bit of belief in themselves. Linfield used to always score late winners. Crusaders have done it for a few months now. So for us to get a late winner, you know, please me, listen, I say I wanted to get it down and play and create chances and everything else, but we didn't do that today. But we ground out a massive 3 points, especially the other two teams on and up there, so that's what pleased me more about our effort towards the end.
Lots of heart, lots of passion, lots of commitment, never say die. What a way to win it in the last minute, and the ground goes mental.
No, the crowd again, and I feel your frustrations during the game, you know, when we're given sloppy possession away and we're not creating chances and we're not whatever, but, you know, I feel your frustrations, but it was about winning today. And Stafford and Callaghan are bounced up with a couple of big goals.
Two defenders, they've scored quite a few goals this year.
I don't buy into this. Attackers should score all the goals. You know, wide players should contribute, midfielders contribute. I mean, you've got three lads at the back, and Quinny, who's capable. We should be scoring goals, so it doesn't surprise me. Jimmy was talking before the game, I don't think he got the goal down at Dungannon, so he was complaining that he should have been on five, so he's on five now.
Could be six, could it?
Could be six if Jimmy has his way. But as I say, massive today. I understand we were miles off what we're capable of, the way you want. But sometimes you have to give the opposition, you know, a wee bit of credit. They come, they're competitive. They're Big David's got them playing out of their skin. And I knew it was going to be difficult, but maybe slightly easier if they had maybe lost the semi-final the other night. But they won, they're in good form, they're confident. And, you know, they wanted to come here and put on a performance and try and get a result. And they're trying to do that, but we dug it out.
1-0, you know, 10 minutes to go. You were wanting the second goal to kill the game off. Yeah, we just couldn't get the second one.
We had a couple of chances. We had two or three, you know, other little bits, especially in the first half. Stephen Laurie in the second half. But sometimes when you don't put teams away, they keep coming and coming. Ballymena are that type of team. I think they've scored over 40-odd goals this year themselves. But I thought the penalty that they got, I thought looking at it, was ridiculously soft. You know, credit the players after that. They really gripped. We made a quick substitution. We got attacking players in, and when you got Stafford hovering at the post, it was a fantastic header. What a header.
What a cross, Burnsy put the
What
cross
a ball.
In.
And again, I said to Burnsy at the end, you know, Burnsy's frustrated at times when he doesn't play, but when you put subs on, you expect an impact, especially with somebody's Aaron's capabilities, and he delivered a great ball, and I think the supporters enjoyed the celebrations.
I think the PA announcer lost the plot, didn't he, whenever the he was celebrating and announcing the goal. So that was the spirit of the club, and the meaning of it all.
This club have scored so many late winners over the years. This team, you know, the club in general have. This team at the minute, we haven't scored too many late winners, so to get a late winner of the day might add that wee bit of extra belief in them, that they're more than capable.
And it keeps the winning run going. I think they've beaten Portadown, Ards, Carrick, and now a team that has just qualified for the League Cup final and won late on at the Oval last week. So this is a big result for our season, isn't it?
Ballymena are a tough side to play against, whether you're home, whether you're away, because they work hard for the manager. I asked the players to work hard for us, to work hard for the badge, and to work hard for the rest of the players. And they've done that today, so I was delighted with 3 points, absolutely delighted. We take that into next week. I didn't say too much about next week. I just said two words. It's Glentone. So if you're not excited, if you're not motivated to play against a club like Glentone, you're at the wrong club.
It's the start of a massive run of fixtures today. Glentone, Crusaders, Coleraine, Crusaders in a cup final. But it's one game at a time, and as you say, next week will take care of itself, won't it?
Yeah, certainly will. No motivation, speeches or G-ups needed for next week. Say it's Glentone at home, Boxing Day. Everybody knows what it means to the club. Everybody knows what it means to individuals to be part of a Boxing Day winning team. and we'll be certainly going out there full throttle from minute one to turn them over.
And before that, we have another massive game, Allendorn and Swiftshire in the Steel and Suns final on Christmas Eve. That's another one we want to
That's to massive, win. And a game for Allen, and three or four of our first team squad will play in it. They are a little bit of sort of quality and a little bit of strength. So the rest of them are all pups, the rest of them are all kids who, you know, for the Linfield fans, go there, get behind them, support them, and see what's hopefully coming behind this group here. And get behind Alan, because Alan's doing a terrific job. He's got some young talent there. And get behind the boys next week, and hopefully, I think it's 98 or whatever since we last won the Steel and Suns Cup. So go and get behind the young boys and the first team boys, and hopefully, again, it's a good Christmas for all.
And silverware, if we were to do it, breeds confidence throughout this group, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And again, it's important. You come by the development stages of the 16s and the 17s. Now these lads who are 17, 18, 19, their development's about winning. It's about improving. It's about improving week on, week in, week out. So hopefully they can go there next week full of confidence, because I watch the Swifts every single game. So some good players in there, and some players to be excited by.
And lastly, it's a family club, and we've just had the Christmas service. Yeah. It shows you the club, the players, the directors, the supporters all coming together at a family time of year.
No, it's great. And obviously the Chapman Bill does a fantastic job organising it. And so it was a good turnout. There was a few players in there. And as you say, the board were there supporting. And obviously myself had to do a reading. So say Christmas is a family time. And I understand the expense that goes into it with not only football matches, but everything else with kids with families or parents with families. But you know, still expect a massive crowd next week for Boxing Day. This is the game that everybody looks forward to. Come and get behind the team, and we'll do our utmost next week to get 3 points.
No doubt you'll want to tell our supporters a happy Christmas and a successful Blue Christmas too.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I say, with the game next week with the Steen Sons, and then the Boxing Day fixture. So we'll be ready.
And the supporters would want to wish you, the players, the staff, a very happy and a Blue, and most importantly, a successful Christmas as well.
Yeah, on behalf of myself and my staff, I'd like to wish Linfield fans best wishes, and hopefully some big results over the Christmas and the New Year period.
And thanks for that amazing ending today, David.
Cheers. Thanks, Andy.